This is Scout Keen, and I'm interviewing my dad, Doug Keen.
Hi.
So, when you moved to Chicago, where did you live, and what was it like in Chicago at the time?
Well, I actually lived in Lansing, Illinois, a south suburb of Chicago, just south of Chicago. It was in 1984 during my... it was a week before my junior year at senior, and we got the call to move to Chicago. So we went over a week before that started and went to a pretty rough school there.
Yeah, okay. So what did you do there? After high school, did you attend a college, and what for? And after that, did you get a job?
Yeah, I lived with my parents in Chicago, and I went to college. And during college, when I was at college, I went away to school, lived on the campus at both the University of Iowa, and then I graduated from Western Illinois, and I received a law enforcement degree. And from there, I went to work in the prison industry. I was both a counselor at Pontiac Correctional System, which was a maximum security prison. And after that, I was an asbestos abatement supervisor for corrections. And I had inmate laborers working for me.
Okay, so we're going to be focusing on your counseling in a prison. So what was it like as a counselor in the prisons?
I loved it. It was very very interesting to me, because I used that time to meet people that I've never been around in my life. I never met them, until they were in prison. And I was there. They were just different people from me. They were gang members. And they grew up completely different than I did.
Okay, so what is one of the inmates, what was one of the biggest cases you've ever heard someone go in for? Like,
oh, I've met people on death row. I met murderers.
Did that ever intimidate you? Murderers?
No, they did not. They, you meet them in there. They're just like, honestly, they're just like meeting anybody in a grocery store or anything else. They're talking to you,
They're human too.
They're human, yep.
Yeah. So, did you ever receive any threats, and were any towards your family?
I've received several threats, but it was all an intimidation game, I believe. The inmate always tries to make sure that he has power over the civilian worker, the worker in the prison, just trying to scare them. It's all intimidation. That's the way they were raised, and they feel that's the way they get what they want. It never bothered me at all. I knew it was a game, and I just stood my ground, and you had to do that in order to get their respect.
Okay, so any family threats, or did
no,
you?
No, never any family threats, no.
Okay. So, can you recall one memory with a prisoner or multiple prisoners?
One memory that I have happened on the first day that I had my own caseload. I went into a cell block and to answer tickets. And they had a desk set up for me inside a small cell, and the desk was towards the back of the cell, which, I thought was odd. But I went in there, got my paperwork all ready, called in the first inmate that was supposed to come in for the hearing and or to, you know, just talk about what he was charged with. And there was, you know, several inmates. I'm thinking, you know, they filled the cell up, you know, 20 plus inmates in there and me. And they were, it was 100% an intimidation act on their part, just to try to scare me. And, you know, I just simply grabbed my paperwork and folded it up and stood up and walked out of the cell.
Okay, so what is one thing you'd like to say to those who may be working in prisons or entering the career?
I think it's a noble career. I think it's great that there's people that are willing to go in to work in the prison industry, whether it's corrections based or civilian based, and counseling, you know, anything. If you have it in your heart that you believe you can help, you know, these people, then that's great. And if you want to just go in to be a corrections officer, you know, it's a good job. You know, more power to you and good luck to you.
Okay, so that's the end of our interview, and this is Scout Keen signing off. Peace.
Yo, yo. Was that better?